There are three distinct possibilities here.
What's that?
One, husbands and boyfriends actually like this.
Mm.
Two, husbands and boyfriends have to pretend to like it, but really hate it.
Mm.
Three, husbands and boyfriends have such bad Stockholm syndrome that they don't realize they hate it because they forget what actual fun is like.
All right.
There's so many better things to do on a Saturday or a Sunday than something like this, yet this number one ranking for our area will be another argument for your wife or your girlfriend to drag you somewhere pointless to look at something that is literally all over outside. It's just outside.
Yeah, it's all the way down the highway.
You're hanging out in the break room, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, New York. Has been named the number one state.
Number one, baby.
For fall road trips.
Oh, the road trip.
This is according to a story in the DNC over the weekend. Mm. So when they factor in here, Tommy, three categories. Mm. Entertainment, the outdoors, and accessibility.
Yeah.
And they break it down even further.
It's breathtaking.
So we're talking fall festivals, state parks, things like that.
Hay rides.
In this study, New York was number one in apple orchards.
Number one, okay. Baby.
Nailed it.
New York's
Big Apple, baby.
Ranked number one in corn mazes.
Okay.
Big corn
country. Got a lot of that.
And we were ranked number one in hay rides.
Right.
Got a lot of that, too.
All things that guys love to do on a Saturday or Sunday in the fall. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, do you like fall road trips?
No, but so far I've taken two this year.
Okay.
And one down. There's one more coming. I know it.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
You used to be cool.
Yeah, it's all
used to be cool, man. Okay. And here's the thing.
But you can't get out of it.
You say you don't like them, but I feel like you're trying to sound tough because you have talked about going on these like fall road trips and like it was really nice.
You're a big day trip guy.
We drove to a small town and we had lunch and it was great.
Well, I like the lunch and I like the drink.
The luncheon and then the dog
little
was in the back.
Change of scenery.
Lily was in the back. She
we
was
do take the dog. We have taken the dog on a few of those.
Cool. You're such a bitch.
I took that long one. Remember that long one I took? Kenny Bunkport.
Oh, I forgot about the Kenny Bunkport trip.
There was a 10-hour. True, because we got stuck in Boston traffic a couple years ago to go to Kenny Bunkport. I've never been.
I hear that's a new thing, that Boston traffic going.
I didn't know.
Why do you not know?
It's by the way, I was 30 miles out of Boston. They still got traffic?
Okay. There are so many better things to do on a Saturday or a Sunday.
But she didn't even want to do them.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's my question. What? I'm sorry. 252-WCMF. Right, I'm getting so furious. I can't
I
even
can
think
tell.
Straight.
But you're not a big outdoorsman.
It's not just an outdoorsman thing.
Mm. You don't like to eat outside.
No. Why would I want to eat outside?
But he does all those things when he tailgates, which is funny.
Different.
Oh, yeah.
I eat outside and I'm outdoors enjoying the cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. You coming in with a left hook? You want to dance? You want to dance, kid?
I'm trying to give you credit. You do enjoy spending some time eating and drinking outside.
No, it's just so funny. Like, hey, it's
just not in the fall foliage.
It's a fall. You want to? Hey, how would you like your lunch but with bees?
But you also don't appreciate anything of beauty. Like, you don't like
you don't like lakes.
Yeah,
you don't like
lakes.
Nature.
You don't like the beach. You don't like you don't like outside. Like, you can't appreciate a mountain,
a nice gravel parking lot.
You don't like anything majestic.
No.
You don't like any type of like natural beauty.
Uh-huh.
You crap all over it because your parents too poor to afford outside.
No, outside came inside with the hole in the roof.
You
so
like bleak.
Outside. Bro, I can appreciate a mountain. I don't want to drive.
I can appreciate a mountain.
I can appreciate a mountain. I don't want to drive 7 hours to go walk up one. It sucks.
No, you're in shape now. You lost the tonnage.
Still sucks. Let me tell you a story.
You don't have to climb the mountain to appreciate
it. I don't
want to
drive 7 hours to look at a mountain. Look, when I was on the road, I was driving through Colorado, and I was driving overnight to a show.
Breathtaking.
And I like... The sun was coming up over the Rocky Mountains. Probably he did it too. It's why you can't move. Sun was coming out over the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This, and I was like, wow, it's like a painting God made for all of us, right? But I don't want to do that intentionally. I don't want to go out because it sucks. There's so many better things to do.
But you enjoyed it, but you don't want to go back and do something like that.
The 10 seconds
similar.
I took it in, it was like, okay, I've now burned that into
but
my
it changed,
memory.
But it changed your life. It
didn't change my life.
You're talking about
you
it now.
You remembered it.
Like, it's burnt into your memory.
Can do it again if you want.
Can I point out how Tommy started this break trying to sound like a bro? Yeah, man, totally.
And then you don't even appreciate scenery.
You don't like majesty, your majesty. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How many guys are pretending to like these fall road trips and activities and actually hate it? How many guys have been fooled into thinking they like it? And how many actually like it?
The one thing I was shocked with is how expensive these day trips are.
What are you talking about? It's majesty and leaves and beauty. You don't appreciate beauty. It's not worth the money.
Like every time we do these things, I go, God damn, man, that ain't cheap.
Especially if you've got kids.
Right? Any of it. Anything you do with this stuff is a fortune, especially now with these pumpkin farms.
God, it's got new pumpkins. You heard about these pumpkin farms?
Bro, it's like going to Disney. I got a talking tractor, bouncy house.
You have a talking tractor.
Yeah. They do. They have added a lot. Come a long way.
And there's a whack on it. Go to Whack'em Farms, man.
Whack'em Farms?
That's they should call all those farms Whack'em because you're about to get whacked in the pocket, baby.
It is weird, though, because when I think about my childhood, my dad was the one that dragged us to most of these
activities. That stuff was cheap back then.
Well, but he also loved, like, the scary stuff. Like, he loved a haunted house. He loved a haunted hayride.
Okay.
Like, he just loved, for some reason, seeing us all scared out of our minds.
All right.
Okay, but here's
he would have been a part of it if they asked him to.
That's strange about your dad. Because, like, the worst part, and I guess, like, the haunted hayrides and everything is fine. I guess my biggest problem here is the foliage.
Yeah, looking at the leaves. Yeah. That's what they're talking about, really.
252 WCMF.
New York, fall colors.
Yeah, New York has been named the number one state for fall road trips in America. And here's what bothers me about driving to see foliage. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
And I want everyone to listen carefully.
All right, we're done.
Okay. There are trees everywhere in the greater Rochester area. You could walk down Park Ave. You could drive down 104. You could look out your window. It's the same leaves in Skinny Atlas or Aurora or
But you get the lake. You get the reflection of the leaves on the lake.
Get out of here. A reflection. Shut up. It's the same tree. They're the same effing trees.
By the way, it puts your wife in a good mood.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and that I'm sure that'll last the 3 hours home while she takes a nap. Isn't that great? That's the other funny part about this, too. Like, all your wives and girlfriends, let's go on a road trip on the way home.
No, the worst is when they're on their phone, not looking at the leaves.
Not appreciating them.
You're right.
I've been on that trip.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right.
I don't know. It's funny how the same folks who will try and argue, like, this is a great thing and they love the fall, will also be the first folks to bitch and moan about all the leaves in their yard.
Does suck. Gotta do a lot of raking.
What are you talking about?
Fall
it's beauty.
Raking.
It's all part of the beauty, right, Tommy?
Yeah, that's where my wife stops enjoying the fall.
Okay.
When the rakes show up.
I love how he keeps trying to throw his wife under the bus. Like, he didn't already argue for Majestic. Yeah. Shut up.
I do enjoy Majestic.
You take a lot of pride in the beauty of your yard.
I do.
I'm sure that you appreciate those leaves for a little while.
I do, until they fall.
Golden trees.
All right, but here's the thing.
Now it's on the ground.
Like yesterday was so nice. After the game, I sat out in the backyard, right?
Wow.
Had a cigar,
ooh,
a drink,
cool.
Watched the grandbaby run around.
Oh,
it was beautiful. He was playing with the leaves. He was picking up the sticks. I got all my yard work done. It was great.
These really are the days of our lives.
But it was nice to sit out on a nice October day and enjoy outside in the evening.
It is funny. Like, I know people that have moved away to warmer weather, and they say, like, the number one thing they miss is, that changing
depressed.
Of the season. Yeah.
People literally get depressed when they leave this area because, like, if you move to Florida, it's just 80 and humid.
Sure.
It's just sharks and snakes, baby.
No, I get the changing of the seasons. I love the changing of the seasons.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
You're big ol' liar.
You bought a grill. You and I bought a Blackstone this
year.
Yes. I'm on my 7th tank of gas. You haven't turned it on twice.
It's because my kids' activities. I haven't had a chance to use it. It's driving me nuts, too. I'm getting dragged around
and
to do stuff.
And he has, the nicest of the nice ones.
Okay,
you got,
got stuff you're never going to use
on
there.
You got the Mac Daddy of Blackstone.
No, I'm going to use it this weekend just to show it your stupid face.
I grilled out last night.
He's going to bring
nice.
It in a bag and eat it right in front of you.
Yeah, how about that?
All that pulled pork.
I'm like a man eating spaghetti inside of a Pilsgin. But here's the thing, man.
Right.
I've been yelling and screaming, bitching and for 10 minutes, but I haven't even gotten to the worst part of
What's
this.
What's the worst
right?
part?
Past the fact that you have to drive to look at trees that are already in your backyard. Past the fact that mountains aren't all that beautiful anyway, and anyone who says they like hiking is just lying to sound cool. The worst part. Of the fall road trip.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a sports fan, right now is the greatest time of the year.
Well, it's all coming together.
This weekend, you had both... The AL and NL pennant decided. The Yankees are taking on the Dodgers in the World Series. The games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were awesome. College football. You were the number one team in America to go down. Alabama went down again. Mm. It was just great games all over the place. The NFL, always great every weekend.
Oh, sure.
The NHL and NBA just started. You are in full swing for everything. And you want to pull me away from that to go for a drive? You want to go for a drive?
But what's your argument, though? Like, I mean... Because you got all winter to watch sports.
No! This is the greatest sports happening here right now!
But that's not your wife's argument. The wife's argument is you're going to have 4 months of sitting on your ass in the dank. Yeah. Let's get out while we still can.
Oh, a wrong argument is still an argument. I mean, it's not a good argument.
By the way, like other than Sunday, all those games are on at night.
What are you talking about? There's college football all day.
And I don't care about college football, man.
I don't care about college
football. Georgia takes on Texas.
I don't know how many people.
Are you
dominant
guy while you're watching college football?
No.
Like, you might tune in if there's like a close game on, but are you like actively watching? It's so, like sitting down to solely watch.
That's all part of Bulldog Nation.
On Saturday when I got home. Well, let me give you an example. All right. Because. My daughter had a hockey game, my oldest, in Skinny Atlas on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it was early in the morning, and my wife wanted to walk around the town.
Yeah, that's ground zero for fall.
Bro, it was jammed.
Oh, sure.
Like, you could not move shoulder to shoulder.
Just strollers and sweaters, far as the eye can see.
And every single dude was on his phone trying to keep up with all of the sports that were happening while their wives were dragging them around. And they're all, I'm watching multiple dudes, like, and hitting the show. Stop it. It's a family. It's a family. And I got home at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I sat and I ran from room to room with my pants down, just watching every game that was on because they were all awesome.
So you know who your idol is?
Who's that?
My father. Because he didn't do any of this crap.
Yeah, you might be right.
And that's when we only had three channels of TV and he was watching black and white, you know, Giants games in his 60s. He didn't do any of this stuff. My father did know what a fall road trip was. It didn't exist. That wasn't even like a thing back then.
Maybe Mac Millay had a couple of good ideas.
He did, because his weekends were always free. He had four kids, and he always told me he wanted to get done early on a Friday because he wanted his weekends off.
With his four kids being there.
And his wife, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Look, man, here's the thing. I yell and I scream.
And martinis on demand. You know what? He didn't need more than three channels. A TV. He just needed Bonanza and the Ed Sullivan Show. That's all because he was so relaxed. I don't know how this guy had a heart attack. From what?
Folks are waiting
on hold. Too much fried food?
Folks are waiting on hold. 252 WCMF. We'll get to that in a second. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page talking about how the state of New York was ranked number one for fall road trips in America. Mm. And it sucks because no guy actually likes doing that except for Tommy Mulay. And it's the best sports time of the year. And you're trying to drag me away from all of this entertainment to go look at leaves that are in my backyard.
Oh, yeah. You get your man cave now.
Yeah. Can't use it. Matt writes us. Duffy, it's called maturing.
Ooh.
I'm in my 40s now, and do like the scenery and the time with the family on a fall road trip. You're being selfish and ignorant, and if I were you, I'd shut up for the sake of your marriage.
Ooh, that's so mad. Ooh, maybe someone needs to speak up. Matt, maybe one of us is going to be man enough to not be a little bitch, Matt, and be scared of their wife. Ooh, no, man.
Even though I do go on the trips because I'm scared of my wife.
I will say this. Like, just going with my wife and I, even if we take the dog. Mm-hmm. It's one thing. I can't imagine doing it with kids. Because kids ain't paying attention to none of this.
Well, you need entertainment.
But they're not looking out the window at anything.
That's what I mean. It's a good time. Like, you need a specific reason.
It's fun. Hey, why don't we take 5 hours and $150 and go do something?
Get squash soup, though. Very tasty.
It's less expensive to go to a Bills game than it is to take a random drive with your family. And I'm not exaggerating.
All right. Yeah, you might be right there.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor. How are you, buddy?
You are one of those people, Pat, where your mother had to say, turn off the TV and go outside. I'm betting $1,000.
No, I loved playing outside, but I went out and played sports like a man.
You sit in the house and watch sports outside of going outside. It's the dumbest thing you've ever said, probably on this show, and you've said a lot of dumb things.
All right, Victor, so you're outside guy. I'm Victor, man. Check me out. I feel the breeze through my hair, man. I'm in good shape,
I'm going to watch 25-year-old men get sweaty and play football when I could be outside looking at nature. It doesn't make any sense, man.
Check me out. I just got a new backpack again to Mountain Man. I got granola in there and a water bottle, and I got this rope. I don't know what it's for, but in case I need it, I have it. It's wrapped up into a smaller rope.
Dude, I'm driving to Ithaca today, and it's going to be stellar outside. The leaves are changing. They're glistening off the water. It's beautiful.
Didn't hate you enough up until now, the fact that you use stellar as a real word in a sentence makes me despise you.
Stellar, man.
Victor, enjoy your Ithaca road trip, my friend.
Peace. Still suck. Bye.
There you go, Victor. You want to hear about Ithaca?
What's that?
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Shut up.
Is there something, though, like maybe you're too young to appreciate nature? Because I do feel like at some point in every man's life, it flips where you just, all you want to do is photograph nature. And I don't know if that's always within you or just with some guys, but I feel like men over like the age of 55, for some reason, they all of a sudden want to take pictures of the most unique things that nature has to offer.
Well, that's because you're soon going to be part of nature, not in a good way. So you might as well start getting used to your new surroundings that are coming up. Dirt.
Look, I can't sit here and tell you I won't be that guy.
Yeah.
But if it happens, it'll be one hell of a turn.
Mm.
I don't see it happening, especially as I get older. Like, I am looking forward to the days where, like, my body stops working, so I have no choice but to sit and watch sports on the couch. Right? Honey, I'd love to, but my hip, my back.
I can't eat outside today.
Oh, buddy boy.
Oh, boy.
Tale of two halves. We talked about it this morning. And as bad as that game started, it was just as great on the back end.
Amazing.
And it's always just as great on the back
end. Oh, yeah. It's a sweet ride on the back end.
You're hanging out at the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Big 34-10 win for your Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park yesterday. They are 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Jets and the Dolphins lost yesterday, which means they have widened their lead in the AFC East. The Texans also lost yesterday, which means they are now just a half game back of them when it comes to playoff seeding. Tonight, the Ravens play. Same thing could happen there, potentially. Fingers crossed. Things are looking pretty good this week. Unfortunately, Tommy, the last two has been on three weeks, 1-for-15.
Bad skid.
1-for-15 skid for Tommy.
All the prognosticators hit that.
Yeah.
You know. It happened to Jimmy DeGreek.
But I don't think you're allowed to say his name into a microphone anymore.
Why?
Banned from all airwaves forever.
Is it really?
What you do and what I tried to say was, Tommy made his picks on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out how he did. You ready, Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Mulet, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Here is Tommy's first pick from Friday on CMF. Over under 50 total yards for running back Ray Davis.
You tell me Crazy Legs Davis can't get 50 yards when he was destroyed last week, and nobody was even thinking about this kid?
So you're confident in 50 total yards for Ray Davis?
50 yards is nothing.
That's a lot. I mean, Ray,
he could be the guy, though, that nobody's paying attention to, which we kind of saw last week. You know what I mean?
I don't know how after last week you don't pay attention
Well, but
to
if
him.
You have also have James Cook on the field.
You're going to be looking at both of them. And you're also going to be worried about Josh.
But again, if both of them are on the you just proved my point. If both of them are on the field and you have to worry about Josh, that means there's a 1 in 3 chance he gains a yard.
All this kid's got to do is break one off, baby.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
They call him Crazy Legs Breakaway Ray.
So to be clear, you are over.
To be clear.
50 total yards for Bills running back Ray Davis.
Yes.
All right, so Ray Davis ran the ball 5 times for 41 yards.
He only got 41 yards?
41 yards. He worked into the passing game as well. 1 catch for 6 yards for a total of...
How much?
47 yards.
I should get... technically, I should get it because he scored a touchdown. I should get a couple points for the touchdown.
What the hell are you talking about?
Tacked on to the yardage.
How does that work?
With the down.
How does that work?
I just showed you.
No, what? How many yards is a touchdown worth?
I think it's 10 yards.
10 yards? Oh, all right, let me check.
That would give me over the 51.
What do you think?
I don't think it works like that.
No. Yeah.
47 yards.
Well, you didn't think he was doing crap, and he scored, so I was smarter than you.
No, I didn't say he wasn't going to do crap.
You don't think he's going to be on everybody's radar?
He was on everybody's radar.
He's going to be handcuffed. They're going to be watching him. They didn't watch him that good. He got in the end zone.
Well, let's see.
He was wrong.
He had 123 total yards last week and 41 this week.
Yeah, but he scored a touchdown. Touchdowns, I hear, are tough to get in this league.
By the way, Kimmy, he did exactly what you need from your changeup running back.
Yeah. Right? No, he was, you know.
Good utility man.
He was also the Bills' leading rusher yesterday.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Nobody had a huge game besides Josh.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get both Cook and Ray Davis working in the same game, what do you do? Watch out.
Can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what you can't do. Get the first pick right, because you are 0-for-1, my friend. But that's okay. You got 4 more to go.
Oh, it was close.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under, 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen.
So you're saying just one.
He doesn't know. One interception,
and
it's
I
over.
Lose.
You lose. Yes, you got it. But he hasn't thrown one yet.
I put my money on Josh Allen.
You put your money on Josh Allen the last 2 weeks.
I'm all in on Josh
you put him
and
on.
Ray.
There will be a point.
Yeah, no quarterback's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
He's going to throw an interception at some point this season, but you're not confident, even though it's game seven.
Weak ass hillbilly team.
They're not. The defense is good. Their offense is putrid.
They're banged up and they got one win. How good can they be?
Okay, all of the games that they've lost, with the exception of one, was a one possession game.
Well, isn't that the entire league is like that?
Funny when I argue that, you go, those stupid Bills suck. But when
Why are you using your logic?
Are you doing the logic that you said was stupid, stupid? So to be clear.
Let's be clear.
You are under one half an interception for Josh Allen.
I don't remember him getting picked up.
You look a little nervous, though.
I can't think, because I would have noticed that.
A little nervous. After a slow start, Josh ends up 21 of 33. 323 yards.
Which is amazing.
His first 300-yard pass game of the season. Two touchdowns.
And?
Zero interceptions.
So he's seven games in, no pick.
He is only the third QB in NFL history.
What, really?
To play seven games, throw at least 10 touchdown passes, and have zero interceptions.
In the 200 years of this league.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. I can't even, Kimmy, think of a pass that was in danger of being intercepted yesterday. Can you? There wasn't a moment where I was like...
There was one that was kind of tipped, that kind of flew into the air that looked like it could be anybody's ball, but it ended... Yeah. He got lucky there, I guess. Nobody's in the area.
Oh, it was the Curtis Samuel one where he got hurt.
Is that where it was?
Okay. All right. So you are 1-1.
All right.
Welcome back to Victory Lane, my friend. Let's get to Tommy's third pick on a Mulay post-game excuse Monday here on CMF. Tommy, over 1.5 catches for new Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
So all he's got to do is catch two football periods.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
You're also...
Listen to
you
me.
You also have...
Listen to me.
You also have to bank on the fact that he will dress, because if he doesn't dress, it's a miss.
Yeah.
Over, under, 1.5 catches.
I think kid's going to be out there. You got to give the fans a little flash. It's entertainment, baby.
Out there with two catches.
Yeah.
So you're
all. So I got to get us two catches.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do a goddamn thing with him. Then get a yard, right? I win.
Yeah. He could lose yardage as long as he can catch.
Oh, my God. This is cake. Cake. And I don't even like cake. This is cake.
We still don't know why he stuttered, first of all. Second, my favorite part of this
segment. Voices.
My favorite part of this segment is Kimmy. He says he watches the whole game.
I did watch.
Listening to this knows the answer. Yet you are sitting here with this panic look on your face.
Not panic, concern.
Look, Amari Cooper did not start great. He was targeted once in the first half. It was right in front of my seats.
Yeah. And he dropped it.
He dropped it.
Bounced right off his chest almost.
I was screaming all kinds of curse words with your name in between the curse words because I was convinced.
Because I cursed him.
You got it. But his first catch as a Bill was a great one. Great.
You know what that was?
What's that?
That was a Tommy blessing right there. I blessed that child, and he scored. My blessings from the break room.
Amari Cooper finished the day.
Mm-hmm.
66 yards and a touchdown on four catches.
Ding. Double dings. Back-to-back dingers.
I would like to point something out, though.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, you remember Tommy saying on Friday it would be simple for Amari Cooper to figure this out.
And it was.
Despite the Bills' complicated playbook.
He's a professional.
On that TD catch you just heard, and you can go back and watch the video. Josh changes the play at the line. Amari Cooper has no idea what he's supposed to do.
Right.
And he looks to Keon Coleman, rookie wide receiver, who's next to him on the line, and he puts his hands out like, what do I do? And Keon Coleman like looks around. He doesn't know what to do. And Keon Coleman's just like, points to where Amari Cooper's got to be.
Right.
It's the funniest video everywhere. Because now everyone on the field
knows
where he's going. And he somehow caught the touchdown.
And they still couldn't stop him.
But he didn't know what the play was. And that was my concern going into the game.
That's like
Sunday.
A Babe Ruth moment.
But, like we all know Keon Coleman's personality, right?
Yes.
Like
he's Have you ever watched? Whenever they show him on the sidelines, he's never not talking. Like, he's never not, like, talking somebody's ear off where you could tell, like, I don't even know if that person's listening to him anymore.
But, like, it's just so funny to watch. You can feel the logic in his brain go, like, I can't say. Go there. Go right there. All right, so you are 2-1 right now.
Dos dingos.
Dos
dingos.
Let's get to our fourth pick
with
Tommy.
With a T, breeze, bless him.
Shut up, CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 9 or more?
Oh, they win.
Okay.
They win.
Bills win.
Yeah.
And do they win by 9 or more points?
I think they cover. Pat.
Okay, all right.
I think they cover
the 8.5.
I'm feeling really confident on this cover.
Okay, so.
Because that would mean you'd really have to have control of this game.
Yeah
9 points. Yeah. That's a lot of points,
Because you could really push it then.
Uh-huh.
To 10. to 10 points.
You could do that.
Then when you're talking a whole, now you're in a whole other genre of football.
Uh-huh. Like, what would that be?
Oh, that would be a Rocky Mountain blowout, baby.
Smoky Mountain?
Smoky Mountain, Rocky Mountain.
What? There's no, the Rocky Mountains,
you're
what?
Rocky
Bristol
top.
Mountain. It's going to be a Bristol Mountain blowout.
Smoky Mountain. Give it to him.
Damn, three in a row.
Again.
Baby.
When that first half ended,
oh, it was looking
I was
bleak.
Cursing your name so hard. Hard. And I just happened to be sitting in front of a listener of the show who was also cursing your name so hard.
See, but relax.
Everybody hated you.
I said this was going to be a rocking chair, and it was a rocking chair. Second half, nothing.
No, rocking chair is comfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
No, I only rock in the second.
What are you? You rock on a toe for the first couple of rocks, and then you lean back and enjoy it. All right, so you are 3-1.
Mm.
You are one pick away,
Crushola,
from the best pick week you've had all season.
Right.
So let's see if Tommy can pull it off, because this was, according to our experts, the most feasible bonus pick you've had all year. Kimmy, let's give it to him. They'll be here.
Not so fast, blowout buddy.
Never see it coming.
Never see the blowout coming, buddy. So I say at the end of this game, based on my predictions, this is a rocking chair bet. This is a rocking chair with cake in your lap kind of a day. I think this will be the most lopsided win of the day. Will be the Bills.
Of
all the games
all the games of that day.
Okay.
This will be the most lopsided blowout of the day.
What are we, in week 7?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do want to keep in mind.
I do keep in mind, yes.
That the.
Let's do our calculations here.
The New England Patriots traveled to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jacksonville's bad.
Two suck ass teams.
Jacksonville's been in.
You sucking butt in London.
What are the worst Warren Zevon songs of all time? Sucking butt in London.
Little old lady got mutilated last night.
Okay, so your bonus pick is that the widest margin of victory is the Bills over the Titans on Sunday.
Yes, I do.
Okay. It turns out we found out on Friday later that wasn't even the best song involving that from the 70s. What was that, Bee Gees hit? Butt sucking?
Butt sucking, sucking that butt.
24 points is a lot of points.
Yeah.
It's a lot of points. What margin of victory?
That's like a college game.
But it wasn't the highest.
It was.
First of all, the Eagles won by 25 over the Giants yesterday. Eh. Sidebar, former Bills offensive coordinator, current Giants head coach Brian Daboll is in trouble.
He's got to be on the hot seat at this point.
He's in trouble.
You're going to jet him out?
Yeah, we think so. Mm. But the winner Sunday for the widest margin of victory goes to the Washington Commanders, who trounced the Carolina Panthers 40-7.
Yikes.
33-point win. 33-point win.
I was close, though.
There were a ton of blowouts yesterday.
The Bills were what, the third?
Yeah, I think they were the third. But like Jacksonville won big over New England in Europe, which again, tell me that trip to London doesn't F with you.
I don't get it. Well, they need to fake something with these kids.
Okay.
Give them some power bars on a flight.
Last night, the Jets get blown out 37-15 by the Pittsburgh Steelers at Devontae Adams trade and firing your head coach. Masterstroke by the Jets. Yeah, it was one of those weird weeks where you had 5-6 blowout games.
Oh, and I saw one coming.
3-2.
All right.
It's your best week. I get good predictions
all the way around. I was close on the first one, and I did say it would be a blowout, and it was a hell of a blowout. You guys all thought I was crazy for saying that.
And
it was one of the biggest blowouts of the day
It was 9.5. No, it was the third biggest blowout of the week. That's not even close to the biggest
blowout. I'm like Mr. Vegas right now.